Hare Krishna, thank you very much for sending me so many nice questions. I hope that you continue going to the temple, chanting your rounds without failing every day, and studying the scriptures. It's very important that you associate with devotees so that you learn how to behave, how to be, how to think as a devotee. This is exceptionally important, the association with devotees. I also hope that you continue studying the scriptures, Srila Prabhupada books, and my classes, which I record and put it online, and my videos. So now, with some delay caused by a lot of things to do and also for health reasons, I go answering to your letters. I think that there are two or three still missing to answer. I prefer to do it by voice because I have some difficulty in these days in writing. So I will say, you say, when I read a paragraph of your letter, and I will say, I say, when giving my answers or commentaries. First of all, you say, I want to thank you again for allowing me to ask so many questions. I have plenty of questions to ask. I am grateful for being given permission to ask a lot of questions. I say it is very important to put questions. I have been saying to you and to everyone how important it is. So please don't think that you are disturbing me. Sometimes it will take a few days. Usually I answer within 2-3 days, and this period has been exceptional for my travels and health issues. But please continue sending questions. You say, I want to know specifically how I am supposed to address you in these letters. I know how I am supposed to open and close the letter. But when am I referring to you in the second person in this letter? Like when I am in the middle of a letter. For example, I could be talking about something you told me in a previous letter. And I might write something like, you were telling me to go to my temple as often as possible. The reason I brought up this topic is because I do not want to be offensive when I'm referring to you, when I'm writing to you. I'm sure about whether the word you is considered offensive. You are my spiritual master, and I'm worried that whenever I'm referring to you without saying my Guru Maharaj, I'm not giving you enough respect. Could you please tell me how exactly I am supposed to refer to you when I'm talking to you directly in my letters? Thank you. I have another question, and now I'm going to answer to this question before reading your next one. First of all, being offensive is something from the heart. Making a mistake in ignorance is not actually an offense. It is an offense if one doesn't care to ask how to behave correctly. But since you want to know how to behave correctly, this proper or perfect behavior, it will come with time. So during this time, the offenses will not be considered as such, because you don't want to commit offenses. It's just that you don't know yet how to do. The beginning of our spiritual life, now that I remember after so many years, the way I was referring to Srila Prabhupada or my god brothers who were older than me, elder than me, and senior to me, I remember to have been offensive. I didn't want to be offensive, just I didn't know. Now that I know, if I do some mistake, then I'm considered offensive and I had to pay. But until you have the sentiment of not being offensive, being inquisitive, how not to be such, then you are not offensive. So like when you say, you were telling me to go to the temple, this is not wrong. You is not is it's something proper to address a spiritual master. From time to time, you may say, just like when we were referring to Srila Prabhupada, we would say, Your Holiness, or Gurudev, Your Gurudev, Your Gurudev, like this. And but in a letter, it's not offensive, it's just to say you. As far as my Guru Maharaj, this should be said when you talk to somebody who is not your god brother. Like if you are talking to a disciple or somebody else, you should not say Guru Maharaj, because I'm not Guru Maharaj of that other devotee, but only your Guru Maharaj. So you should say my Guru Maharaj when talking to somebody who has another spiritual master. When you are referring to me, it is not necessary that you say my Guru Maharaj, but simply Guru Maharaj. So you say, my next question is about anger. Specifically, how can I overcome my own anger? I know that I already sent you letters in regards to fear, but I feel that my anger is even more dangerous than my fears. I remember reading in the Bhagavad Gita where it is said that lust, anger and greed are the three roads to hell. Now I am very easily angered. I know that by chanting Hare Krishna, one can help manage my anger. And I know that lust is a cause of anger. When you do not get something that you are lusting after, you become angry. So I know a few things about dealing with anger, but I'm interested in a more detailed explanation of how to overcome anger. I remember reading in the Bhagavad Gita where it is said when you get angry, your chest becomes tight. And it was also mentioned that anger should be checked from the very beginning. I can personally relate to my chest getting tight. I also feel an uncomfortable sensation in my heart. I need to see a cardiologist to have my heart looked at. I know that I'm younger than most people with serious heart problems, so hopefully there is nothing seriously wrong with my heart. But I do want to be able to get over my problem with anger. I know how destructive this emotion is, and I want to get past it. So please be so kind as to give me some suggestions about overcoming my anger. Thank you. Yes, you, I say, that while putting a question to me, you partly have answer to your questions because of knowledge. As you can see, knowledge is very important because it gives you answers, although not complete, because it is very important to hear from other people, especially senior devotees, who can complete the philosophical understanding with personal realization. And there is no doubt that the three doors to hell, which is greed, lust, and anger, the three are not separated, but they are correlated one with the other. So it is a matter of fact that one of the causes for anger is lust. If someone is not lusty, doesn't have much attraction to material objects, certainly he doesn't get much angry, because he doesn't feel frustration. He's not frustrated for anything, because he's already satisfied. He's self-satisfied. Everything needed such a saintly and advanced and pure devotee, everything he needs, he has it within himself. And there is nothing nor anybody able to take away something that we have inside us. But if we depend on external situations for being satisfied, then very easily we become angry, because our relationship with the external is very ephemeral. It's a conditioned, like in the Bhagavad Gita, they say the conditioned happiness of this material world. Because why this the use of this word conditional? It's because it needs so many conditions to be perfect. That we need that it's not too hot or too cold. We need good people that treats us properly, etc., etc. So many conditions. And these conditions are so many that it's very difficult that they are present all together into the same moment. And even when it does, you can see that it's temporary. So it's very unwise to base our happiness on external agents, because even when you get them all at the same moment, they are temporary, and maybe we can associate by Krishna's grace or by our karma with nice people, but it's very cold. We live in a miserable place, you know, or we don't have a job, or we may have a job, but we have money, but we don't have health, or we are ugly, or so many things. Even if you have so many things, it's practically impossible to get it all. There is no one on this earth, probably never born, that has got it all. We can see from our history, like so many people were enjoying so much, then there was always some problem, and their life became miserable. Therefore, you had to build up such a life that your internal personality gets richer and richer with spiritual values, spiritual things, in such a way that your relationship with the external becomes less and less important. But until you need something external to be happy, then your frustration will be there unavoidably, and you will become more angry every time. So that's why my advice to chant your rounds and stay with the devotees and study the scriptures, etc., is so important, because it gives you another taste, a superior taste. And when you are happy with something coming from your heart, from your relationship with Krishna and the devotees, that you don't need anything external, then you will have no reason to get angry. So this is a topic which will need much more elaboration. We should say many more things about this, but right now, you know, let's stop here. We may say something more in the future. So you go on in another letter that you left me on Facebook. Thank you for writing me back. I apologize for not getting back to you sooner. I will watch your classes online and hope you have a nice trip. I say, don't forget also my audio classes also. So watching the videos, but also listening to the class, that will be very important. I look forward, you say, to hearing from you when you return from Peru. Thank you, your servant, Richard. You should say Bhakta Richard, because you are a devotee. So you deserve this title, Bhakta. Bhakta means a devotee. So Bhakta Richard, until you have your initiation, you should call yourself always a Bhakta Richard. Then another email that you sent me. Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to you and Srila Prabhupada. I once saw a statement on Krishna.com. That is good that you go onto this Krishna Conscious website, I say. You continue saying, the statement was, all lies, problems can be solved by Krishna Consciousness. I try to relate this statement to one of my biggest problems. One of the things that annoys me most is when people are smoking cigarettes around me. The smell of the smoke really bothers me. Not only that, but I know how dangerous it is for my health. Unfortunately, I have several roommates who smoke a lot. Actually, one of them smokes all day. Even though they all smoke outside of the house, the cigarette smoke still comes in the house. The scent of cigarette smoke makes me upset for several reasons. It really bothers me. Now, back to the statement, all life's problems can be solved by Krishna Consciousness. I like to tell myself that if I become Krishna Conscious, then this problem will be solved. I do not know how it will be solved, but I like to believe that Krishna Consciousness is the solution. Could you please tell me how Krishna Consciousness would be the solution to this problem? Thank you very much, your servant, Richard. I say that certainly a devotee like you should not live in association with non-devotees, because too often the life of a devotee and a non-devotee is incompatible. For instance, you say about the smoke, but there are other things. For instance, the non-devotee, they eat meat, or they talk about sports or other things that have no interest for the devotee. So for this reason, you should associate only with devotees. You had your chance in Puerto Rico, that you asked to live in a temple, and I accepted you to come to live in a temple, but something went wrong, and you had to leave the temple. So now you had to do in such a way that one day you will be fit to live in a temple, and all your problems will be automatically solved. Your problems of your economical problem, the problem with the smoke, and bad association, and all these things. At the present, your health does not allow you to live in a temple, so that you have to make a special effort to qualify you. You are not married, so it's very easy for you to live a very simple life as a brahmachari in a temple. But again, right now it's not possible for you. So again, you chant Hare Krishna, and you follow the regulative principles, pray to Krishna, and one day your health, hopefully, will get better, so you will be able to live in an ashram. You finish your emails, sending me another one, saying, thank you for your message and glad that you are back from Peru now. I hope that you had a good trip. Yes, I did have a good trip. I came back sick, really sick. Now I'm feeling better. I will be glad to hear from you in a few days. Thank you, your servant Richard. So Hare Krishna, and hopefully the next questions that you send me will receive a more timely answers. Hare Krishna.